The election is still about 9 months away, but Florida Public Radio's coverage of the governor's race has already managed to earn us some criticism from at least one candidate's supporters. When I did a story about Democratic candidates Charlie Crist and Nan Rich, a Libertarian voter tweeted at me, asking why I didn't mention Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Adrian Wiley. Wiley says the omission is frustrating and familiar.
When the media colludes, for lack of a better term, to exclude those Libertarian candidates, then the public doesn't realize that they have that as an option, and they're stuck in the same two-party duopoly.
Wiley's plea to Florida's news outlets?
Start reporting on all candidates.
So I got Bruce Anderson on the line.
Hi, Professor Anderson. This is Jessica Palumbo.
He studies and teaches political communications at Florida Southern College.
Let's hypothetically say that organizations like mine were going to give equal time to all of the candidates. What effect would that have on the outcome of the race?
It's difficult to say. I would say probably none. Going in. This is a two-party system.
Anderson says Wiley has the causation backward. He says good news organizations gauge which candidates have the most voter interest and money raised and give them a bigger spotlight. Just look at the two Democrats in the race trying to unseat Republican Governor Rick Scott. He says former state senator Nan Rich barely gets mentioned, while former Republican governor-turned-Democrat Crist has been on a national media tour, appearing on Fox News' The O'Reilly Factor and MSNBC's Morning Joe in the same week.
Governor Charlie Crist, who ran the state of Florida as a Republican, well, now out of office, the governor has morphed into a Democrat and he's running again.
He's also the author of the book, The Party is Over.
It's hardly because the media has anointed Crist. They're paying attention to Crist because Crist is the one that they should be paying attention to. I think responsible journalists are looking at the leader.
But Anderson says it's not impossible for underdogs to make a splash. Think Ross Perot, he says. Still, Rich, running her first statewide race, says it's an uphill battle against Crist's name recognition.
It's somewhat frustrating, but it's natural. I mean, I understand that he has a much higher profile than I have.
She admits her platform of education, healthcare, and the environment isn't particularly splashy, but she says sometimes what shifts the attention is when the media dig up something bad about an opponent.
You know, something happens and it's out there in the news and you react to it or other people react to it, and so it's hard to say what that issue will be.
For now, though, she says all she can do is keep traveling the state and meet with as many voters as possible. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.